Hello, my name is Frank. I'm looking for Jacob.
This is Jacob.
Hi, how you doing today?
Pretty okay.
That's great to hear. Well, Jacob, first, I'm not selling anything. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and this is just to ask if you have time today to help us with a quick survey.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years old or older?
Yeah.
What are the chances that you will vote in November general election for U.S. president? Are you certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain.
Thank you. What is your age?
About 33.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describe you?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president from 0 to 10.
10 being most?
Yes, 10 is the highest and 0 not motivated at all.
7.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first, Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Extremely approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly, thank you. Joe Biden as president.
Is there a neutral one?
Yes, we have neutral.
Yep, neutral.
Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Mercy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have favorable or unfavorable impression about them. The first one is a Democrat in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. First, energy.
Neutral.
Thank you. Derek Murray.
Is there a I don't know option?
Yes, never heard.
Yep, never heard.
Thank you. Mercy Kaptur.
Neutral.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Very favorable, thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, thank you. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Murray or Democrat Mercy Kaptur?
Mercy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance you may consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you will never consider this?
Derek Murray was against Mercy Kaptur. No chance.
No chance. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for failed liberal agenda for Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders. inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capture? Somewhat less likely? No difference, or more likely to vote for Capture?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. Now, it's just the last five statements. It's just like the previous one. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Murray. After each statement, please indicate me if this makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference to vote for Derek Murray. After making after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state's history, Derek Murray was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing of First Energy. Now our utility rates are to the roof, and we foot the bill for Marion's corruption.
Makes no difference.
Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses for military transfers. But Derek Murray voted no. And with nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that.
Somewhat less likely.
So, thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he has his cronies crew have some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Marion saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for law workers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Looking out for us. No difference?
Oh, makes no difference.
Thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Murray support anti-union law to drive down wage for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Derek Murray wrote a bill that will define the crime of, I quote, aggravated abortion murder. Murray's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marion will be also force doctors to replace ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Thank you. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion?
What are the options?
Just tell me what you think. Or will you still vote for Mary?
Oh, well, I was always voting for Marcy Capter.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Murray or Democrat Marcy Capter?
Democrat Marcy Capter.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Murray?
He just doesn't have experience in Congress.
Not experience in Congress. Okay, got it. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associates or some college.
Thank you. Regardless on how have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identify?
Very important.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. That's all for today. I appreciate your helping me with this therapy. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.